Sergeant and Mrs. Smith, you're going to love this house.
Is that a tub in the kitchen?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
Let me bang you.
I do let you bang.
Let me bang you, Jason, man.
Let you
bang.
Let you bang.
Greetings, nerds and virgins.
Go for Jesus. No, for gay Jesus, people.
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for your favorite mixed martial arts podcast. Recording out of Los Angeles, California, it's MMA Roasted with Adam Hunter.
Who the fuck is that guy?
We got a brand new MMA Roasted podcast here with my favorite comic in the world, Greg Romero Wilson. I talked to Rita from the Improv. I was at the Improv last week, and she said something happened with Tim Dillon, and you were and like you tripped and fell. She said she watched the tape again. She was crying. She said she's never laughed so hard in her life. I don't know. I'm not really sure what happened, but she said that there's like a couple people that really make you laugh. She said like noises were coming out of her mouth that she never heard before.
I wish it was from my material. I wish I could say that it was from the material, but it wasn't. It was because, I'm hosting the show. The miscommunication happened was apparently Aristotle Atari was on the show, the guy who was on SNL for a hot minute. He was on the show, and I guess he was only supposed to do 8. And so he asked for a 6-minute light.
That's what the
sound guy heard was fine. So I'll light you at 2 minutes, so you have a 6-minute light. What he meant was light me at 6, so I have a 2-minute light. So he said, so there was a miscommunication there. One of the comics was running late, and so they were like, oh, go see if Tim's here. So I went upstairs. They were like, tell Tim that he's going to go next. And, of course, Tim, being Tim, he doesn't give a rat's ass. He was like, yeah, of course, I'll go next. I don't care. Yeah. So I was like, great. And while I'm up there telling you, I tell him, like, you got about 4 or 5 minutes. While I'm telling him this, I hear the music come up in the other room, and I look on the monitor, and the stage is blank. And as the host now, I'm afraid this looks bad on me, that I'm the asshole that's not in the room when I'm supposed to be. So I go running down this. I'm lucky I didn't fall down the stairs. I went running down the stairs. And then I'm cutting behind the audience where the curtain hangs on the wall. And my feet just got completely caught up in that curtain. And I just was like, wham! And I mean, I slammed onto my knee. It hurt so
fucking bad.
In front of everybody, right at the stage.
Were people laughing?
No, they were very concerned because I hit the ground hard. Yeah. And they were just like, whoa! And I just jumped up and rolled with it.
And he started crying too.
Yes, I was weeping. I asked for full medical coverage, universal medical coverage. It was terrible. So I immediately jumped up, ran on stage, and was like, I got it. What I missed? I tried to totally brush off. I was like, Tim, you're up early, buddy.
Oh.
And so I had to yell for Tim to come on down, and I just limped it off.
Booker of the comedy club said, because your name came up about the flyers, because I do the dime bar flyers, and I have my I always put like 3 hot chicks of like the hottest
super, and
And then your face of like this. And
people
were like,
love that, by the way. People are always like, what the fuck is this show? You know, it's just you and hot chicks. I'm like, they ask all the hot girls to do it. What do you want me to do? You know, like,
dude, by the way, there are times that I put hot chicks on the flyer who don't show up, who I kind of know aren't going to show up, but they're like, okay, you put me on the flyer. And I have male comics showing up that are super high level, like headliners that don't go up just because they're trying to hook up with the female. And then I'm like, oh, I don't know where they are. So I'm now catfishing male comedians.
Good, good. Be like, but while you're here, you want to do a quick tag on stage since you're here already? you're going to have to tell me off air who's doing that. I would love to know.
The initials are JD, and I'm sure you could, I'm sure, very
tall,
handsome, last name rhymes with Rye. So I'm sure
it's very easy to solve.
Not Fry.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
He has a really famous father.
Yeah,
he has a famous father.
100%. Don, what was your type of girl back in the day? Was it models? Was it teachers? Was it what was the girls that you went for?
Quiet.
I like athletes.
Yeah.
Athletes with a deep throat.
That sounds pretty good.
Athletes.
I don't think anyone's against that.
Actually, any woman that could deep throat, you know. But I don't care. They're playing. They're playing the band. You know, shit. They can deep throat. I'm game.
I was thinking about that. Usually, usually when someone's like, "Who gives the best blowjob I've ever gotten?" Probably the last blowjob I've gotten. Like, it's always like, "Oh, dude, like the last blowjob." Unless the girl's amazing, there are some girls with just incredible skills. Don.
Yeah,
Don,
and you're immediately like, "Yeah, I could never marry you."
Yes,
I think you've got entirely too much practice.
So
I've had some women give me some really bad blowjobs. I'm like, fuck, I should just masturbate it, you know?
Yeah,
no, that's for sure. I have too. Like, what are you doing down there?
I hate it when they romance it
for a long time. Like they're just all down there, just like I'm like, just do it already.
Yeah.
Quit talking to it and looking at it. Exactly. Put it in your mouth.
Quit blowing on it. I can do it. I gotta close this window.
Yeah, or like when a girl's like tells me that's what she's known for, good blowjobs, it's great. But then I think about all the dicks that she probably had in her mouth.
Yeah. That's what I'm known for. We'll put that on the wedding invitations. I'm marrying Lisa. You know what she's known for.
Let's just not kiss. Let's skip the kissing. Yeah,
exactly. No. Have you ever had a girl try to kiss you after swallowing your load? That is not an ideal. Yeah. One time a girl took the load, then like kissed her way up my body and then in my ear swallowed it.
In your ear?
In my ear. She goes, And I literally, and then she's trying to kiss her way to my face. And I'm just like, I was so grossed out. I had to fucking leave. I was like, I gotta go. It's been great. You're so good. I gotta go. So grossed me the fuck out.
So over the weekend, I did this show in Alpine, San Diego, right? Which, I don't know about you, Greg, but you ever have a show that goes so crazy the first time that everyone wants you to come back, but then you feel like you can't top it?
Oh, well, the worst when they come back and they start mentioning your riffs from the last show, and you're like, well, I can't do that again. You know, that was improv, So,
Or you're like, yo, get my friend. We're going to sit in the front. Get him. And Don, did after the Takayama fight, did everyone expect your next fight to be the exact same way?
Yeah. They expected, another miracle. And so, you only pull that one off once in a lifetime. It takes two people to do that.
So last time, all right. So this is what happened last time, because I never feel like I could actually I always tell people what happened, but I feel like I never do it justice. So I'm on stage. It's outdoor thing. It's like indoor outdoor kind of thing on thing. So I'm telling jokes. Can you guys hear this one?
How's it going? It's like if the Verizon guy was a surfer.
So this is the bar owner. He comes and grabs the mic.
You're the manager?
Oh, I remember this one. This is the last time you were there, though, right?
Yeah. They have a major DUI checkpoint up here. I don't know if they've announced that or not, but I'm getting texts and calls. So I highly recommend if you've been drinking, go that way. I'm dead serious.
Thank you.
Okay. So just looking out, go that way.
Much appreciated.
Okay, that's it. And well, fucking enjoy your time.
Thank you. That was the weirdest commercial I've ever had in my entire life. I got a better idea. I'm going that way. Call an Uber. This is the weirdest fucking shit. Guys, there's a undercover cop right there. So you have cocaine, throw it over there. I'm just gonna do more fucking strange PSAs. If anyone wants to embezzle money, talk to that guy over there. I like free.
Okay, so then I like went on, right? So now everybody in the town heard about that. They're like, oh, but now I feel like I'm like obligated to that. So, all right, I get out there, and it's so far, it's a pretty good show. I'm having a good set, just fun. And of course, there's this one redheaded older woman that just keeps staring at me and just saying no. Every time I tell a joke, she just points at me. She's like, no, this and that. So, you know, I'm having fun with her, saying she's probably the best in bed because she's older. And I do the whole, like, you know, because women that are in their 40s are like, oh, on your knees and eat it and blah, 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 and the whole thing, right? So then she gives me the finger, right? And I go, oh, I'll give you a 4 back, right? And then she was in her
30s.
So then I say, all right, give it up to my mom as a joke. Give it up to my mom. Then she gets up. And tries to take the microphone. This guy's head's in the way.
Except for this one redhead.
I know. That's the one thing about the video. That guy's head is blocking so much of it until the end.
Yeah.
Relax, queef, let it out. You're here.
So I tell her, relax, queef, let it out. I go, that's my mom. This one offended her. That's my mom.
Everyone else is laughing. Just have fun. Are you back to single?
We can't see the video, Adam.
You can't see the video?
No, we always see the top bar of your computer.
Hold on.
We can see all your tabs that are open. Let's see. Fight Night, Bellator. Who is Biagio?
Can you see this one?
I'm curious.
Breakdown Express.
Biagio is myself.
Biagio, the guy from New York?
Wait. Now can you see it or no?
No.
No, I need to go home. I'm the guy.
Oh, fuck. All right, well, what happens is the lady gets up. And then takes the microphone from me and says, do I look like his mother? Right. And then I take it back. Yeah. I go, no, it looks like my grandmother. Right.
No grandmother.
Right. So then she turns around, tries to knee me in the balls. Right. But like a fake knee. And I was like, wow, this is the closest you ever came to a dick in 10 years. Right. So then I just fucking bury her and somebody else takes a joke. Cause see, that's how you take a joke. Like, I have a lot of that, Greg, but like, I think I could put together something, but even though the fucking asshole's face was blocking the video.
Yeah, that guy's giant head was blocking most of it till the very end.
But what is it with people?
You should get a bodyguard. You should get a bodyguard when you're up here, because you've been attacked before, haven't you?
Yeah.
All the time. Dude, there's something about Adam's face that people just want to attack it. I don't know what it is. I've never been, and I say rude shit on stage all the time too, but people for some reason always want to come up on stage and attack you. It's crazy. And you're not even saying anything that bad.
He's a white male.
Oh,
he's
God, here we
male,
go. That's
and,
what
you
it
know,
is.
He's oppressing. He's oppressing everybody in the audience.
Well, what's crazy is Don is literally coming out of the closet.
What do you mean, oh God? What do you mean, oh God?
Here we go.
Don
white male.
Don
so
literally
pressed.
Just came out of the closet. He was in his closet, and then he came out. So, Sean, how are you, man?
I'm terrible. How are you guys doing?
You look like you have a sweatsuit on or something.
I'm having to lay in a weird position because you know, my shoulder's been sore the other day, hurt my shoulder doing something. It hadn't felt right. You know, remember that fight I told you guys about that I fought for 3 rounds with it out of socket, and everybody thought I lied about it and I just was out of shape and tired and all, you know. That's right. Why I was punched with my left hand for 3 rounds.
I saw that fight.
Yeah, I showed you clips of it. Well, my shoulder's been sore for a couple months, and I hate going to the doctor and saying anything hurts because they accuse you of being a drug addict. So I finally was like, dude, I got to get checked out because right. I can't like lift up a gallon of milk now. I can't do anything with my right arm, you know? Finally go, they do their MRI, their x-rays, all that. Doctor comes in and said, well, I've got kind of good news for you and really bad news. Which one do you want? It's like, of course, the kind of good. The kind of good is you didn't do any extra damage to your shoulder that wasn't already done. You just inflamed it. I said, okay, well, that's good. The bad news is, you know that fight you were talking about? Because he asked if I'd injured my shoulder before. Yeah. You split off a third of the bone, the ball socket that is in my shoulder. Like, that's when that happened, yeah. Broke off a third of the bone, and it's been sitting there calcifying for 15 years.
Oh, not shit.
In the joint. He can't believe I can even use my arm, let alone, you know what I mean, I haven't been in excruciating pain. He said, you need a total shoulder replacement. Like, total. He said, and there is no other fix. He said, there's no cartilage. There's nothing between those joints. I can't even believe you can move your arm above your, you know, chest level. A bad news is a total shoulder replacement is a nightmare, and you want to wait as long as humanly possible to do it because it's going to, you know, like, make your life considerably less enjoyable for a long time. So I was like, well, that's great. God, the back issue I'm dealing with. So it just keeps coming. So, and luckily it's my right shoulder. I can't lay on my left side because my left side of my back hurts. So I have to lay on my right side, which means I have to lay on my right shoulder. So I get to choose which one hurts.
I know you guys are thinking, Adam, how do you have so much energy? You just go, 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 go. I'll tell you, our next partner is AG1, which is the daily foundational nutrition supplement that supports whole body health. I drink it literally every day. Now, I gave AG1 a try because I was feeling run down. I'm like, ugh, can't do this with the kid and the wife and the career and just nonstop. Go, go, go. But I'm telling you, I am feeling so great. I got a boost in energy. I feel better. My support system in my body, it tastes great and I feel great. And I drink AG1 in the morning before working out, doing my fight camp. And it makes me feel unstoppable, ready to take on the whole day. Come on, day. Bring it. Bring it, people. Okay. So I support this. I'm all for it. Okay. A lot of our athletes drink AG1. Okay. And because I know it's important for these fighters to take care of their bodies, not including Kelvin Gastelum. I'm kidding. Kelvin does it too. So if a comprehensive solution is what you need from your supplement routine, try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5. That's right. 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/MMA roasted. That's drinkag1.com/MMA roasted. Check it out.
You know, meanwhile, my doctor is moving to Florida and there's no other pain management place that will take me. So I'm like, now I'm not gonna be able to get pain pills anymore. So it's like, okay, cool. So I'm not even gonna be able to get that anymore. So it's
does your wife have good enough insurance that you can get shoulder surgery on it or no?
But he said, the guy said he wouldn't do it at my age. He said, I would do it till you absolutely cannot stand it another minute. And I said, well, my back hurts so bad, I barely notice my shoulder. That's the good news. You know what I mean? But
you know what one of the funniest part about Sean is, and this is so horrible. Sean told me, as bad as my life, as I feel right now, I could still beat up Brendan Chow.
That's the truth. Yeah, I'm still fully confident in my ability to beat Brendan Schaub in a fight.
He told me that like 2 weeks ago. Like, he's like, he goes, I can't walk, I can't sit up, my back is fucked, but I guarantee you, if they put a fight together, I can beat up Brendan. How would you beat him up? I mean, you can't sit up.
Pure tyranny of will and rage alone. Like, just looking at his face alone would keep me going. But that's what kept me fighting when I dislocated my shoulder. I knew when it happened, I looked and it was hanging down like 3 inches. I was like, oh, my shoulders, my arm is either broken in half or my shoulder's out of socket. Turns out it was both. And I wanted to quit right then. I was only 20 seconds into the fight. I thought I'm going to quit. And I looked at that fat, repulsive guy's face across the cage from me. And I was like, that guy is not going to be my first loss. Like, not that dude. Cause I couldn't stand the dude I was fighting. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I, the thought of him running around 400 pounds celebrating that he was my first loss, I was like, no, I'd rather lose this arm, than tap out. Turns out it wouldn't have mattered either way because the guy said that the doctors, he don't know how they missed that bone was broken off. He said, it's complete. And he showed me on the thing. He said, you see this sliver right here? That's an inch and a half long by about a half an inch wide. That is part of your ball socket
joint. Oh, my dick.
Yeah. He said, that's your dick. Now, as far as your shoulder goes, but he said that it's like down here, like at 3 inches below my shoulder. He goes, that's just sitting there in a cavity of some kind. It's calcified. He goes, it's amazing your shoulder works at all. So I was like, great. Not to bring down the mood on the podcast.
So you want to be a fighter.
Yeah. Dude, and I made $500 for that fight. That's what's even better. That was $500 I got on that fight. So that's
made $600 in the UFC.
Yeah, I was going to say, damn it. Should have set that up better. I should have said I could have made Chili's twice that if I would wait till the UFC to do it. But yeah, no.
Unless you had to buy a ticket for your family.
Yeah.
Yeah, no shit.
Don, where are you packing for? What's going on? I just see fans. I just see you. What's going on here?
I'm trying to plug my damn phone in before it dies.
That's one of the only fans Don has that isn't white.
Yeah. McCorkle still got it.
Man, that's why it moves faster than the white fans. Greg, how was your weekend?
Oh, it was great. I went up to Kansas City. It was my friend's birthday, and so I was doing a private show for them at this bar, and it was a big bar show. And we had it was one of those things where, like, not everybody at the bar was there for the show. So a bunch of people were talking at the back. But, I mean, I think it bothered the people trying to watch the show more than it bothered me. You know, I'm like, I get it. It's a bar show. There's going to be people. They're not here for it. I'm not going to even waste my time trying to control that. I'm just going to play to you guys. And so I had a ball. So I just hated that some people were still frustrated by the other people there. But ultimately, I mean, it's like, what are you going to do? You just keep going, you know? So I had a great show, and then we did a ton of drunken karaoke, and they're like, can I post this video? And I'm like, no, don't fucking, I should like post it. But it's all me just, damn it,
oh my
bad.
Oh my
so bad.
Greg won.
So did you win?
What?
Did you win the amateur night then?
Of course I did, every time. Okay. I don't think there was a winner. I think we were all losers. Everyone that was there was a loser that night. But we had a ball. We had a great time. But, you know, it was just funny because, you know, Kansas City, it seems, you know, they love Kansas City barbecue. Well, and it was very country. I rode a four-wheeler, you know, and all that shit. It was very, very country. I haven't done the country live in a while. It was really great to be able to do that again. And then, but they love meat. There's a lot of meat. I literally was like, can you just take me to Starbucks for some oatmeal? I can't have meat every meal. This is crazy.
Greg once called me up. He's like, I'm in Florida.
You fairy.
Yeah, I know, Don. I know. But it was just, I'm not used to that.
I need a tortilla.
I would have loved one. Greg, your sound's going in and out, by the way. Greg, your sound's going in and out. Greg once called me up. He's like, I'm in Florida. Partying with some guy. He says he knows you from high school. I'm like, oh, okay. I like knew the guy barely in like middle school. And he's like, yeah, the guy was a huge dick. So then I'm like, and I figured out who it was. I'm like, I made out with his sister back in high school. And Greg's like, I'm going to tell him that tomorrow. Just like, did you ever tell him?
I have no idea. Probably.
It was that guy in Florida who was like super arrogant. Yeah. So.
With the big dick. Yeah,
the guy with So I did a show, by the way. So,
Phil. Hey, how did you, wait, Greg, how did you know he had a huge dick?
Well, because it went from his toes to the top of his head. He just was a huge dick. Okay.
Oh, yeah. He was a dick. Not he had
one. He didn't have one.
Yeah, he didn't have one. Get there. I thought you said
he had one. Okay.
So, Phil Davis came to my show this week. Phil Davis came, and he didn't tell me he was coming. So I'm on stage, and I go, and there's like three black people in the crowd. And I go, oh, I think that's Phil Davis. But he didn't say, hey, it's Adam. Like, he just looked at me and smiled. And I go, oh, maybe it's not. So now I'm the asshole who thinks everyone looks alike. And then it was Phil Davis, right? I'm like, why didn't you just say it was you? He goes, oh, I'm like shy. So then I hung out with Phil afterwards, and this guy, Chuck Palumbo. I don't know this guy. So Chuck Palumbo, he was in the WWE. He's got a great story. He was in college, played college basketball, and I guess he was in a hotel one day. He turned on the TV and said, hey, want to be a wrestler? Like one of those infomercials? Join the power plant. So he went out and like tried to become a W and made it. Like he made the WCW. And then Vince McMahon bought WCW. He tried to embarrass everybody. He was like, I'm going to give all these guys the worst gimmicks. So he made him and his guy, Billy Gunn, like the flamboyant tag team. So they're like, fuck that. We're going all the way. So they became the gay Billy and Chuck, right? They were the gay, first gay tag.
I think I remember this. Yeah.
And it became huge. Like, everybody loved them, right? Because they would do all kinds of, like, super gay things in the ring, and everyone thought it was... So then they were going to get married, right? And I remember putting on Channel 9 in, like, high school and watching this, and they're in the ring, and the whole crowd is yelling, "Faggot, faggot." And I'm like, this is insane. How is this on television? Like, you could clearly hear...
90s were a wild time, man.
I remember seeing that and thinking, I can't believe Bruce Buffer is announcing WWE.
Well, there it is.
What's going on?
And they said they felt terrible, right? Because they knew the marriage wasn't going to happen. Like, they were going to beat each other up at, like, the aisle. But, like...
like most marriages. They got two real.
Like all Don's marriages.
but they were getting celebrated by all these gay communities. Like GLAAD was sending them plaques. Like, congratulate. They were on Good Morning America, because everyone's like, we're so proud to have a first gay tag team. And they knew that it was all going to be a fucking disaster. And so then a week later, the WWE changes his gimmick, right? So then he's FBI. Full-blooded Italian. Now he's a mobster. He was like a week before, he was the gay guy, and now he's Don Corleone. And they're like stealing stuff off trucks and giving it to charity, and like no one even noticed that a week before he was the gay guy, right? So this guy tells me all these great. I love this guy. Then after he quit WWE, then he became a cop, like a real cop, and he
thought he would have joined the FBI. Given his work experience.
Or GLAAD.
Right.
And he also fixes cars. He had a car show where he fixes cars, right? Because like old cars. But he also went on tour with Don, right? So I bring up Don's name. And then Don goes, I love Don Fry. We toured Japan together. We were on 3 weeks. We did New Japan Pro Wrestling. We shared a bus, a limo, all this stuff. So I'm like, oh, I'll call him right now. Now it's like midnight. I call Don. You can't. Don's out in the woods. He's out in the woods. There's like a fucking moon behind him. Like
that's when you got to protect the border.
You can barely.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can barely see him, right? All you see is eyes and a mustache, right? So now I'm like Don. So he's like, hey, Don, it's me. And then Don's like, huh? So we have to go in the bathroom and talk to Don. So now me and fucking Chuck from Chuck and Bill, people are like, that's the gay guy, are now in the bathroom. Someone's like taking a
the
shit.
Gay guy.
Yeah. Someone's in the stall taking a shit.
Don, marvelous.
Yeah. Somebody was like, hey, that gay guy's in the bathroom talking to Don Fry. I think that a pro wrestler's in there with him. All right. Adam. All right.
Don, what was that like, Don? Don, what was that like in Japan with Chuck?
Well, it was nice. Japan's a trip. Japan's always great. Chuck's a good guy, man. He's a good guy to work with and to hang out with. You know, you know that you're hanging out with him with even in the toilet. But
He really is. But he told me, like, he was on a plane one time with Mr. Perfect and Brock Lesnar, and they started wrestling on a private plane.
What?
They said that they almost, like, they were this close to having the door open up and go flying out. Like they did so much damage to this airplane. Like, Mr. Perfect decides to have against Brock Lesnar on a little plane. Like, they everyone almost died on that plane.
That would have been my first guess.
Could you imagine? Like,
there were no survivors. Jesus, they're fucking wrestling on a tiny plane. You're like, guys, roll up.
He said, what's his name was a real dick to him a lot. What's it? Lex Luger. Lex Luger said to him, I guess he was trying to take Lex Luger's spot or something, or he was trying to become the next Luger. And Luger used to always insult him and be like, you got the body of a swimmer. That was his big thing. You got a swimmer's body. That was his way.
Oh, my God. I would love it.
But he can't say that now.
Yeah. Like,
I don't know. Luger's got the body of a floater.
Oh, shit. That might be the meanest, most creative joke I've ever heard in my life.
He said, they said, Don, you used to always lead off all the things. So there was one match, right, where the guy walked out because he was getting too rough with you, and you said, fuck it, fine, you want to fight, and the guy ran away. Now that it's summer, you might be looking for wholesome convenient meals for sunny, active days. I know I am, okay? And Factor, which is America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit. Not number two, number one. It can help you fuel up fast with flavorful and nutritious ready-to-eat meals delivered right to your door. You'll save time, you'll eat well, and you'll stay on track reaching your goals, okay? Are you too busy with summer plans to cook? I am. It takes me forever to cook, and I ruin the meals. But I want to make sure that I'm eating well, and so should you. Well, with Factor, skip the trip to the grocery store and skip the chopping and the prepping and the cleaning, okay? While still getting the flavor and the nutritional quality you need. The Factor is fresh, never frozen. Ew. Their meals are ready in just 2 minutes. That's right, 2 minutes. Although when I do stuff in 2 minutes, my wife complains, okay? But not with Factor. All you got to do is heat and enjoy and then get back outside and soak up this warm weather. Vitamin D, all right? Looking for calorie-conscious options this summer? You can try the delicious, dietitian-approved calorie-smart meals with around or less than 550 calories per serving. That's nothing. That's, you burn that off, I don't know, jogging, all right? You need an extra boost to support your wellness goals this summer? I do. We'll try the Protein Plus meals with 30 grams of protein. Hell yeah. Get rough. Look at these guns, people, all right? So check it out. Check out Factor. Head to factormeals.com/roasted50 and use code roasted50 and get 50% off your first box. That's half off your first box. That's code roasted50 at factormeals.com/roasted50 to get 50% off your first box. All right. Check it out. You're going to thank me later. I got this cute dog. She's teething right now, but she's adorable. All right. No more biting. You got to get some chew toys. So thank you guys so much. Hope you guys are having a wonderful day. And check out Factor right now.
What now? What?
Didn't you have a wrestling match in Japan? The guy
I
was
used
going,
to read up.
There was a guy that was going like too hard on you. So you're like, fuck it. You want to go? And you hit him back. And then the guy just ran away.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember. It could have happened.
Meanwhile,
well, you're talking 2 decades ago, bud. You know,
yeah.
Hey, I gotta tell you, that's a lot better than the stories people tell me that I don't remember. People tell me stories that I remember, like, I don't remember that, but I guess I'm sorry. I mean, maybe.
Dude, there was one time, Greg, we were on a bus.
That explains my underwear.
Dude, me and Greg were on we were shooting Kamikaze Comedy. It was me, Greg, I think Theo Vaughn and Steve Hofstetter. And Hofstetter was just so, I love Hofstetter, but he had a girlfriend that was like, she looked a lot younger. She was younger. She was like, I don't know. I mean, she was probably 22, 23. And Steve's bragging about her. And he goes, she's not on the bus. And he goes, could she be any more perfect? And Greg goes, yeah, if she had bigger tits.
Is she deep throat?
She wouldn't have to, probably. Not with Hofstetter.
Like, if she was any more perfect, she'd be wrestling with Brock Lesnar on an airplane right now.
That was a good callback. There you go. That was a really good callback.
Meanwhile, you know, when I went to Japan, Don has great experiences. When I went to Japan, not only did they short me like $15,000 of my money, before I get over there, Monty Cox, my agent, tells me, hey, don't eat or drink anything over there while you're over there. And I'm like, well, what? I'm going to be there 48 hours. I just don't eat or drink anything. And I said, are they going to poison me? He goes, well, that's always a possibility, like that the promotion would try to poison you to make you sick so you'll lose. He said, but also, you know, that Fukushima plant's only about 20 miles from where you're going to be fighting at. So it's still melting down. So I would just be, I'd be leery about anything to eat or drink over there. So I like didn't eat or drink anything from the time I got to Japan until the time I left. Nothing. Like I didn't no water, no anything. It was made me nervous because I'm sure radiation doesn't just get in food, though. If it gets in food and through bottled water, I assume it's going through my skin also. So, yeah. And then they shorted me the money. So my Japan
resigned is fine. Why didn't you pack a lunch for a couple of days, boy? You on the way to the airport?
And he told me when I was like literally on the way, like on the plane on Wi-Fi, oh, by the way, when you get there, don't eat or drink anything. And I'm like, oh, okay.
I think you probably should have. If there's one thing we've learned from superhero movies, that may have saved your life.
I might have a good shoulder and good back now.
I was going to say, you might be in the best shape of your life right now if you just had that food, drunk that water.
Then I would have to worry about somebody like Lex Luger and being his arch enemy. Can I be a superhero? You know, I don't know. Anyway.
Meanwhile, Saturday, I'm trying to watch the fights, right? I have a night off. I go outside my backyard. My daughter and my wife, or my kid wants to play. Daddy, let's play. And you know, I make it fun, but I'm outside watching the fights. She goes, Daddy, what are you doing? I go, I'm watching a fight. She goes, not for long. So, so then, right?
Put your phone in the pool.
Then she goes, Daddy, let's play Beauty and the Beast. You know, will you be the Beast? I'm like, so violent. I'm like, okay, let me just watch this fight. No, let's play Beauty and the Beast. Just give me one. Let me watch it one time. Okay, finally, she goes, Daddy, want to play softball? So I go, all right, I can teach you how to hit a softball. She goes, so I get the ball, I get the bat. And then she goes, just kidding. Let's play Beauty and the Beast. I was like, what the fuck?
That's a good move.
Yeah,
she's a clever kid, man. She knows how to work you.
4 years old. All right, so the fights that happen on Saturday. This might have been the worst main event I have ever seen. Nunez versus Aldana. You know, Aldana looked good in her previous couple fights. I really think that this girl just got in her head. Before the fight, she's like, I'm fighting the GOAT. I'm fighting the GOAT. I'm fighting the greatest of all time. It looked like she was just happy to be there and was fighting not to lose, was not fighting to win. And then Amanda retires afterwards, and I don't think people were really upset. They're like, it wasn't like, look, Amanda came out to fight. It takes two to fight, as Don said. But this stunk. Greg, what are your thoughts on this fight?
I thought Amanda was just playing with her food. I think she was just keeping it going because she wanted to keep fighting because she was just having a good time beating up on her, you know? It seemed like she could have ended it at any point that she wanted to. Yeah. And, you know, I was amazed it went all five rounds. I was like, okay, I guess she didn't want to put her out, you know?
Aldana had her hands like this the whole fight. And I even said, she went to her stool and kept her hands like this. Somebody hit me up and said she still has her hands like this. Sean, what are your thoughts on the main event?
Man, I really tried watching it. I don't really like women's fighting, but I realized I was watching it and I really was thinking, like, whether it's WNBA, women in the UFC, or whatever, it really is like watching two men who can't do something try to do something. Like, that's what, like, when I watch women fight, two guys, like watching two guys who can't fight try to fight. You know what I mean? Like, that's what it's remind me of. Or let's watching Bruce Buffer try to enjoy seeing a woman naked. Like, it's just not there, you know? So,
John, there are girl fights. We don't think that.
No, you're right. I think, and that's the thing, when we talk about the argument of the greatest fighter of all time, male or female, it's like, well, but the competition amongst the women, the drop off is far steeper than it is in the men's. Have the champion versus the number five in any of the men's weights divisions, it's still going to be a hell of a fucking fight, you know, with greater likelihood. It's just the fall off in ability in women's, I think, is just much greater than it is in the men's. And that's not being sexist. I just don't think there have been that many women fighting for as long.
The number five woman is like watching CM Punk fight any of the champions of the UFC. Like, that's what it reminds me of. Like watching.
Yeah, I mean, she was very much outclassed. Yeah, it was a paltry replacement. But I guess, you know, Amanda really wanted the fight so she could retire. So
I don't know if you guys saw the odds. You know, Amanda Nunes was only at closing time. She was only like a -270 or something like that, which blew my mind, man. I was like, I tried to make a bet, but I forgot I can't get on DraftKings because they know who I am and they think I know James Crowles or something. I don't know. they won't let me make a bet on there, but I saw that. And then when I saw that Charles Oliveira was a +175, like at the time it closed, I'm like, dude, he's almost a 2-1 underdog. And I'd have put $5,000 on that, at 2-1 on him. But of course I couldn't get on there and couldn't.
I was shocked that Charles Oliveira was in the plus side too. So I actually had a parlay too, and it worked out pretty good.
Don, did you watch the main event? Did you watch the fights?
No, I did not. I can't remember what I was doing that night. Must have been something important. No.
I mean, look, I just think that there are plenty of fights, Sean, to defend the women where you are like, man, that girl can fight. You know, so it's not all.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. No question.
But for a main event.
No, but wait.
Yes.
But they fight at a different level. Yeah. And if it's a great fight, it's still a shitty level compared to men, you know? I mean, like he says,
I wouldn't go that
men,
I don't think
two
that.
Men who can't do something.
That's
I do.
I think that's his shoulder talking.
I respectfully disagree, but at the same time, you're right about they shouldn't have made. I understand it, like they got to put title fights as the main event, right? Is that what it is? You have to put title fights as the main event. But when you have a fight, they really should put like a Oliveira beneath. Like if they would have swapped it and then Oliveira would have been the main event, and people would have left going, that was awesome.
Yeah, a much better idea, I think. I don't think, just like UFC 200, you know, when John Jones fell out, they're like, well, we can't have who was the main event that night? It was Lesnar and Mark Hunt, right? I think it was co-main event. Well, we got to have women's fight, since it's for a title, be the championship fight. And I'm like, dude, by that time, nobody cares anymore. You've already seen the fight you wanted to see. So
yeah, I don't understand why the title has to be the main event. Like, especially if you know it's going to be a mismatch. Now, the Beneil Dariush, I thought Oliveira was on his way out. I was so wrong with that one.
How good he has to be to make Dariush look like that? Like, I was sitting there thinking, man, Charles Oliveira is making him look like an amateur, man. And I mean, like, and Dariush is tough. Like, I wasn't sold a long time, man, but he really is. He's really good, man. That blew my mind.
I felt so.
Although, did he look like he wasn't in great shape to you?
He always looks like that.
Is that right? Is that just the way he always looks? Yeah.
Well, because
I was surprised.
Sleeping, by the way, Don is really asleep.
No, I'm not.
Oh,
I'm just listening. I'm trying to absorb all this information, you know, as much as I can.
It's like when you try and change the channel, like, oh, I'm watching it. I'm listening to it.
Dude, our Colby Covington one, when we got, that's up to like 75,000 or 100,000. And Don came on just to ask Colby why he didn't return his text. Like he had no question. he's sleeping the whole time. He gets up. He goes, Colby, why didn't you call me back? And then Colby like broke character and was like, oh man, sorry, Don. You could see that he immediately became like he was talking all this shit, Colby. And then he goes, my bad, Don.
You know, it's awesome is I knew that would get viewed like 100,000 more times, and I couldn't come up with one funny thing to say the entire time. Usually I can think of something. I was like completely off that day, probably because Colby's so entertaining. I was enjoying just him. I love how Colby can turn anything. He can turn anything into Donald Trump. Like, no matter what it is, he'd make it about Trump somehow. Like, it's just like how they did Donald Trump. Like, no matter what it is, I'm like, yeah.
It's like you and Bruce Buffer.
Yeah, I can always make it about Buffer somehow.
Nate the Train. Like, don't you think that with some guys, they just shouldn't have rounds? Like, because Nate would have won. If it was like 300 rounds, Nate would have won.
I thought Ige looked great. Talk about it. I was like, no. You know, he doesn't have a big personality. He doesn't do any beefing. He doesn't do a lot of social media. So nobody ever talks about this guy. But I think he looked fantastic. I think he might be on the way back up.
I don't know. He's one of these guys that looks great against the guys that are ranked lower than him. And then he gets up and then he just doesn't perform like he does against the guys that... But you're right. I mean, he did look great. And Nate the Train was so fucking tough. But, man, that was hard to watch.
And Nate really went in there. I mean, he went in there to win. He thought he was going to win. He was fighting to win. But Dan really, he just shut him down. He really had – it was impressive.
And then Chris Curtis. Chris Curtis, I don't know if you watched it, Sean. So he's one of these guys that
–
he's always losing every fight. Or not almost every fight. But then he's got this, like, awkward – it's not even like a fast punch, but it's like an awkward, accurate punch that's really hard that puts the guy's lights out. And he did it like, so even though he was losing this fight, you're still like, well, this guy, he's still in every fight. And then, of course, his eye gets completely blown out. And he says, I can't see. But then they stop the fight. And then he's like, come on, just give me one more minute. So like,
that's awesome.
Dude, when they're
Nick.
Yeah. When
their heads collided, though, it was the loudest crack.
Yeah.
Like, I heard it watching it. I was like, whoa, it was a crack. And I was like, oh, fuck, what was that? Like, and it was their heads. Like, it was a pretty vicious head collision.
And then my boy Eric Anders, that sucked that he lost. Right. He had to play for Alabama. He was on the championship team. Then he tried playing football. He didn't get drafted. He went to Canada, played for the CFL for a second, got cut or something happened, got injured. Then he was like working for the UPS. And he's like, fuck it, let me just try MMA. And now he's awesome, but he can't seem to get past that top 10. Like he, but
if only he'd seen that power plant commercial, he could have taken a completely different career route.
By the way, on a different note, have you watched the documentary on American Gladiators?
Not yet. I saw it on the queue and I was like, oh God, I gotta watch that.
Oh, Don, Sean, if you want to, you think UFC guys got fucked. The American, and sorry to ruin this for anybody who's plans on watching it, but I don't care. These guys got $25,000 a year, the Gladiators.
Jeez.
Turbo and Nitro.
Yeah.
And they had to pay their own healthcare. So when they got hurt, they had to cover it, right? They had to, so, and the guy who started the Gladiators, he was an Elvis impersonator, right? And he stole the idea. He stole the idea from this Native American guy. I forgot his name, but he stole the idea that he was one of the gladiators. Him and his buddy were the Gladiators. They came up with the whole idea, American Gladiators, and they went out and fought everybody. They had all the toughest guys and obstacle courses and boxing. So he's doing security for the Elvis guy. And the Elvis guy is hitting on everyone's girlfriend. So he like protects his ass 100 times. Then they have an idea. The guy goes out to Hollywood. He finally sells it. Like he's pitching it as a movie, and then no one wants to read a script. So he records the whole thing on a cassette tape, and he plays it for him, sells it. They sell his TV show. He makes so much money. Native American guy gets screwed, and he buys the rights to his life. So this guy can't even be in the documentary. Oh God.
It's got to make you wonder, will Native Americans ever learn?
Oh my God. Jesus.
Hold on one sec. Hello?
Yeah. I mean, here's a bag of beans.
How many jugs of fire water did he get for his life story?
Oh my God. It's all I'm thinking is great. They got screwed again.
They really did get screwed. And they, so now they finally found this guy's journal. So then they reenact the guy's journal on the documentary. And this guy, but man, these poor guys, first of all, they were juicing out of their mind, the Gladiators. I mean, just.
Yeah, how you could tell.
Juicing out of their mind. One was a male stripper beforehand. One guy was in the NFL, blah, blah, blah. There was one guy who beat them every year. The guy, his name was Two Scoops. He got burned in a fire and then somehow came back. Two Scoops.
Two Scoops.
I want to know what happened to him that made him get the nickname Two Scoops if it wasn't the fire. Like what could have possibly happened? I know a guy that used to be an American Gladiator. They called him
Morning Cobra. Nitrate.
They're did they show anything about the black guy Cobra that was an American Gladiator for a while, real muscular guy? I know him like as a like I'm actually friends.
I don't know, like five of the guys refused to be the documentary, so you only got.
They probably traded their life story for some firewater. They probably got ripped off too.
Like, dude, it's ridiculous. I mean, this guy is evil. Certain people are just fucking evil. This guy who like stole the idea and this and that, and the Gladiators got fucked.
What's his name?
The Gladiator guy. I gotta watch it again. I became hooked on it. I had no idea what to expect. I thought it was being about the Gladiators. This is about more like the story. The Gladiators also get fucked. And I wouldn't know
how he was going to make American Gladiators, the TV show, a movie, like where people just compete with tennis balls shooting at them as a movie. Like, I don't know. Like, you know what I mean? I did see an episode one time. They had a guy that played 4 years in the NFL as a running back. And the unfortunate Gladiator got put in the football park with him where they try to tackle him. That was the funniest thing, dude. He ran straight over him. I mean, it was like Bo Jackson hitting 135 pound dude. He went just straight over the Gladiator, flattened him and walked into the end zone. You know, I was like, yes, because I remember as a kid when they said that he did play 4 years in the NFL. Let's see how he does on this football section of American Gladiators. I was like, yeah, probably pretty well.
Dude, they had no people that like none of it should have been commissioned. They had no commission. So they're like these guys are in the back with their like getting fainting and getting their fingers off. And then they have like some intern that's like stapling them back together in like a tent. Like it was so bad. It was
look how far we've come. Now people smack each other in the face till they knock each other out for $2,500.
Yeah.
You're amazing how far sports have come.
Grand slams, no hitters, and double plays are back. That's right. And there's no better place to get on the MLB action than FanDuel, America's number one sports book and official partner of Major League Baseball. And guess what, people? New customers in Massachusetts get in on the action with $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Just sign up at FanDuel.com/Boston. And finally, you can bet on all your favorite sports, from the money line to point spreads to player props and more. I love it, okay? If I'm going to bet, I'm going to go on FanDuel. So now, bet on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. Don't miss your chance to get $200 of bonus bets. Win or lose, how great is that? Okay, visit FanDuel.com/Boston and make every moment more. That's FanDuel, the official partner of Major League Baseball. You got to be 21 and older and present in Massachusetts. Okay, your first online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable. And bonus bets that expire in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Help is here. So is hope. Hope and help. Gambling help line ma.org. Or call 1-800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234. That's FanDuel. Check it out now, right now. You want to bet? That's where you go. This week, we got the Killer Gorilla against Marvin Vettori. That should be a good fight. The Killer Gorilla. I like the Gorilla. Vettori just, I don't know. He just goes, I just think that this other guy's going to beat him. Who do you think's going to win, Sean?
Who's the Killer Gorilla? What's his actual name?
Cannoneer.
Jared Cannoneer. I'd
go Cannoneer, man. I don't know. Vettori is always hit or miss, and normally he's missed when I bet on him. So I haven't been that impressed with him. When he fought, which a lot of guys look bad against Stylebender, but he looked like an amateur against Stylebender, man, when he fought him. That was embarrassing.
Greg?
Yeah, and I think Vittori's Vittori's coming off a win, right? And so,
I thought he lost that.
But Vittori's up and down, you know what I mean? So, you know, he won the last one, then he probably would lose this one. That's kind of the fighter he is. I don't know why.
And then we got also on that card, that's like the big one. And then in Bellator, it's Nemkov versus Romero. That should be a good fight. I mean, Romero's got to be like 75 years old right now.
I was going to say, how's he looking at this point? I mean, every time he comes back up, I'm like, oh, he's still in it. All right.
And then it's Phil Davis versus Corey Anderson. That should be a good fight. Maurice Green, who's the sewer. I'm not going to say knitter because Sean laughs every time.
Adam
said he was a real big knitter one time, and I had a glitch on my phone or computer when he said it, and I was like, whoa, what? And then it got awkward after that. So
he's fighting in the PFL. Jorgen De Castro is fighting, Aspen Ladd, and also Muhammad Ali's grandson, Biagio Ali Walsh, is on the card. Conor McGregor, did you see he knocked out the mascot?
Yeah, I was like, oh my god, this guy. Yeah. He doesn't know what it's been.
That was a bunch of bullshit. That guy's just trying to hustle for some money. You know, that mascot saw an opportunity to rob him blind, and he's taking it. You know, criminal.
It would have been funny if he took off the mask, it was Khabib, and he just took him down.
And beat the shit out of him. That would have been I can tell him that follow. It's funny on follow-up punch. I was just going to say that follow-up punch was obviously cocaine-fueled. Like, he was supposed to just knock him down on the first one, but you saw the rage with which he followed it up. I was like, dude, I've never done cocaine. I assume that's how I would act if I did. So.
Yeah, I mean, he's just wearing a fucking foam head. I mean, Jesus. Conor Gray. I mean, I saw the video. It looked like he knocked him pretty. I mean, the guy just went, tap. I mean, that didn't look like a trust fall, you know? That looked like he got knocked the fuck out. And then, yeah, the follow-up punch, like, I don't know if that's part of the gag, Conor. I think, again, it's like watching them try and not use. He just automatically was like, he's down, you know, unless someone stops me. So
I love how they drug him off too, like it was part of the gag, but the guy's body was not moving.
Totally.
No, part of the costume was moving. It was just
Yeah.
Did you guys see the John Gotti the third against
My God. First of all, how is that even? I didn't even hear about it till I see the video of the after, you know, melee brawl that went on.
They did no marketing at all. None.
Oh, it's on the Zeus Network.
I'm like, how is Mayweather fighting, even though it's an exhibition?
Yeah.
And also, who the fuck is John Gotti the third? Was he part of Growing Up Gotti? Was he one of those kids or something?
I think he was one of those kids. So
no, he was one of their cousins.
Okay.
So what happened is this guy that actually used to produce the show I was on, Living with Funny. I was on a show with it was me, D-Ray, Michael Blackson. Remember, it was on the Oxygen Network.
Yeah, that was
when I went out with Gina Bazzani to find. Anyway, this guy started the Zeus Network, and it's basically it's very urban, very very, and it's a lot of like the Real House. It's like a lot of those like basketball wives and housewives of Atlanta, but like their girlfriends, and people are always fighting on it. It's basically Flavor of Love on steroids. You know, it's just, and it's always black women fighting with each other.
I like how Adam used seven different ways to describe it was black people before saying it. He goes, you know, basketball wives, and it's urban.
Atlanta. People wear a lot of Timberlands.
In Atlanta, there's a lot of rap music playing. There's
a lot of acid dropping.
What would be the right way to describe this, Greg? What should I say?
Don't throw it to me. You got it, dog. This is all you. That's right. Dono, he would say it.
If I was Tyler, I would title it "Your Home Prices Are Dropping."
So that's ridiculous. All right, so it's on the Zeus Network, and they've had fights now on this. Now they're having fights on the Zeus Network, and
John Gotti's grandson, by the way. John Gotti's.
His direct grandson,
John Gotti Jr., who his dad ran the Gambino crime family once John Gotti Sr. got put in prison. So
I actually watched this fight. First of all, they didn't start the fight because for like a half hour because there were too many people in the ring. Like people were just getting in the ring, like the fans and entourages. Like they were like, you know how like a basketball.
Sounds very urban.
You know how like it was like a basketball game and people are on the fence. People thought that's what it was going to be like that's what this boxing match was. People could just like lean up against the ring, right? So it was like the ring was being so they had to get everybody outside. The announcers on the thing were like, man, this was not planned properly. Like they were even saying like, man, we were not ready for this, right? Then John Gotti the third is getting his ass kicked every round. Like literally not, it looks like a guy whose first day taking a boxing, and Gotti the third actually did MMA, or he's 4-1. He's not terrible in MMA. He can fight.
Yeah, he can fight. So,
but he looked like he did not belong there. So now they're just talking shit. By round, I think it was round six, they're talking shit. And the ref says to him, if you keep talking shit, I'm going to stop the fight. So he said something to him. He stopped the fight because it was shit talking, which is ridiculous, right? Like, that's why he stopped the fight. So, because it was too much shit talking.
Right. And why would you stop a fight over that? It's a fight. Let them fight. Like, who cares?
So, you guys see this?
If you guys if you don't quit trying to hurt each other's feelings and start hurting each other's bodies, this fight's over. Like,
yeah. And it's not even a real fight. It's an exhibition. Who cares?
So, can you guys see this?
Yes.
So, here's what happened. So, he stops it because of shit talking. Now, this is the best Gotti look. If he would have done this the whole fight, it would have been a great fight. So then he throws a right, and then Mayweather just hits him with a left. And then everybody gets in. And, Mayweather's laughing. There's like 50. Keith Lee is in there. Kevin Lee's brother. You know Kevin Lee?
Yeah.
So his brother now, you know, Keith Lee was a good boxer. I mean, a good fighter in Bellator, and, you know, he did okay. So he started his own TikTok where he just reviews restaurants in Las Vegas with his family, and he's got 14 million followers. Like, he's making a fortune now being a Las Vegas food reviewer. Like if he says go somewhere, like the other day he said, hey, they have free subs somewhere. And it was a 4-hour line of people that went and get free subs. Like Keith Lee.
Sounds like that company made a lot of money that day. That's not hard to.
Yeah, free subs. There's a 4-hour line. Like, we just meant for our regulars. We didn't expect us to get out to like everybody.
You know what's awesome is that video you just played.
Apparently nobody in line had a job.
That was
a job. They just there for free food.
During that melee you just played, that was John Gotti Jr. that was in front of his son blocking the fight. I'm sure none of those guys will regret that, swinging and hitting him. Like I guarantee they won't regret hitting a guy that still has contact with 200 to 300 guys who will shoot you on the spot on orders. Like,
and was that okay? Which Floyd was that? Floyd Mayweather Jr. Or was that his dad?
No, that was Floyd Jr. That was God, Floyd.
He's not looking like himself. He's looking a little raggedy.
He's looking old. Yeah, he's looking
old.
So in the PFL, by the way, Bubba Jenkins looked amazing in the PFL. By the way, Bubba won again. He has to win 2 more fights and he gets $1 million. Chris Wade won in the PFL, and Marlon Moraes lost 7 in a row. He got knocked out again. They got to stop.
He might be done.
Are you following the Zion Williamson drama?
No, what's going on?
I am a little bit, yeah.
So Zion Williamson, who they were saying was the next big thing in basketball.
Right, right. He's supposed to be like Shaq, but with, you know, even better.
Yeah. So he got
free throws.
So he shows shows a picture of him, and he's like, and it was like a reveal. Like, I got my girlfriend pregnant, and I guess she might have been a porn star or was a porn star. Well, there was another porn star who he's banging, who I guess is also pregnant. Her name is Mariah Mills, and she's been tweeting up a storm, right? So she wrote, like, he still wants access to my pussy. That's why he hasn't said anything. He is a sex addict. She wrote, all this drama, gonna be fucking post that video online, you sloppy fat fuck. I was drunk before the first link from the hotel and signed a fake name in the you know, you have to sign a NDA. I guess your house is filthy, dirty clothes and sodas everywhere. That bitch don't clean, fuck you. Your team missed the playoffs because you wanted to fuck me. What's the point about lying to me, a baby, and having to find out on the internet? You cry when I suck your dick. I should be taped, you big cry baby. I don't play about consent. Yes, I consented to film me, but now not show and send people. So she's very upset about...
Well, if you're a porn star, you don't want videos out there of you having sex. Like, that's the one thing. Yeah. Would be embarrassing to you.
So,
and usually, yeah, when you consent to being filmed, yeah, I mean, what do you think is going to happen with that? You know, like.
So Stephen A. Smith weighed in on it. You want to hear his take?
Oh, please, God, no.
Oh, boy.
A girl by the name of Mariah Mills is all over the internet and calling him out by name, attaching his name to stuff, and saying, given vivid details of their encounters with one another, she's a porn star. Now, y'all gonna sit up there and say, damn, where's Stephen A. going with this?
Even he doesn't know.
The dramatic pause is tremendous.
I'm kind of pissed.
Wow. He's really pushing it.
Boy, milking the shit out of it.
Because all I can think about is, man, you only played 29 games last year. And you missed the season before.
It's like, what?
And I've been wondering what the hell is taking you so long to get healthy. Well, now I know. I mean, you know, forget all this stuff. That's his personal business. He put it out there. It's a damn shame. My advice to you youngins out there, you can't always police what your partner is going to do. What's going to be publicized, what's not going to be publicized. You got to cancel them immediately if they're willing to betray your trust like that. I know I would. Second order of business is that chances are if you mess with a porn star, it's going to be public. I don't call Jimmy Garoppolo porn star Jimmy for nothing. The man went to a damn restaurant in Melrose. And right, I'm sorry, right there at Beverly Hills with the porn star. Clearly, you wanted everybody to know you porn star Jimmy. Porn star Zion doesn't exactly ring the same way as porn star Jimmy. But that porn star didn't talk about Garoppolo the way this one is talking about Zion. And I'm not going to repeat what she said. It's not appropriate, even for YouTube. I'm not doing it. I'm just not. Because I don't care. You're young. You're not married. You can do what you want to do with whomever you choose. It's your business. It's a damn shame she's putting your stuff out like that. You need to cancel her.
All right. So yeah, you guys get it. Thoughts on this?
That was about as coherent as him talking about the UFC. He talked about the Zion of the UFC in that video. I don't know, man. It's so hard for me not to make the porn star character actually pull from Norm MacDonald 100 times. But
not important enough for him to talk about.
Greg,
not important enough for him to talk about, but yet he makes a whole damn video.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the few times I've actually enjoyed Stephen A. Smith. So I normally, the second he starts talking, I normally change it or mute it, one or the other. You know what I mean? So
same here.
The pause, I was like, oh God, here we go. But then I was like, oh, this is pretty funny. I was like, he only won 29 games. I'm like, this is solid. he's making a lot of good. I got to agree with him today. You really nailed it. Exactly. Like, and then you find out, you were like, why is it taking so long to heal? Oh, he's fucking porn stars, you know? You're not getting rest.
Yeah, apparently chlamydia keeps your foot and your bone in your foot from healing.
Exactly. Yeah. You're all inflamed.
Probably what's wrong with my shoulder and my back, but I do think it's amazing about Stephen A. Smith. I know a lot about basketball. I played in college. I used to watch him talk about basketball, and I'd be like, he doesn't have a clue what he's talking about. So I thought, well, maybe he just doesn't know about, you know, that particular sport. He talked about football. Maybe he knows more than me. Baseball, maybe he knows more than me. Then I saw him talk about the UFC, and then I realized he doesn't know anything about anything. Like, no. He doesn't know anything about the UFC, about basketball, probably about football or baseball either. He just does his little thing, his dramatic pauses and his whatever, and it's the same on everything, like every sport, I think. I think he doesn't know anything about anything. So
it did make me laugh.
You know what's funny is she, I'm reading the text. I'm looking at the text exchange that she posted, and she's like, I thought I was yours. I trusted you.
Right.
I'm like, yeah. Okay, but not that porn stars aren't people too, but I mean,
yeah.
I don't think he was trying to win your trust.
I don't know if any of these NBA players or these even NFL players know. There's this new invention called a vasectomy that you can have. And if you wanted to store some of your future children, like in, you know, a cryo-freeze chamber, you could do that. Then you can have kids with whoever you want later safely. And then you don't have to worry about getting 75 women pregnant and paying child support the rest of your life. It's if he's got two different porn stars pregnant and one of them is his wife.
The first professional metaverse fight in history.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the other thing. You know, I mean, I got to kind of feel bad for Zion because, I mean, you got to think that dick's so big. Probably only porn stars can take it. I mean, I'm sure a lot of girls are like, oh, no, you break it. You bought it. You know, like
the memes are so funny. Black Twitter is the funniest ever.
Urban Twitter, you mean?
The memes are so funny. Like people are like nobody, and then Zion, and they have just some guy humping in the air. Like, this it's just one thing after another of like, they'll let somebody wrote how Zion picks his girls. They put porn, they went in the Pornhub category. Like,
exactly.
But wasn't this guy the next big thing in basketball, Greg? I don't follow basketball.
Yeah, no, he absolutely was supposed to be. He was supposed to be the next big thing. But also, people were worried about, you know, his style of play with his size, him injuring himself, which happened almost immediately. So, yeah. I mean, that was always the knock on him.
He weighs 300 pounds, but has a 50-inch vertical, which is like higher than Jordan, higher than LeBron, higher than anybody, and can jump somehow at 300 pounds, can jump through the ceiling.
Yeah.
And keeps coming down and breaking his foot or ankle or hurting. I mean, you can't have that much weight coming down from that high over and over again without there. I mean, they were trying to teach him how to land properly. They were so worried about him breaking stuff. But his problem was at Duke, he was fairly healthy. The year he's at Duke, but he was about 40 pounds lighter. He got to the NBA. He could still jump just as high, but he wasn't in shape. You know, he got heavy and he, yeah, it's, you're just too big. Some people, man, you're just, I mean, Charles Barkley pulled it off somehow, but some dudes just aren't supposed to be that big and be able to jump that high. That's he can jump unlike anybody I've ever seen at that size, man.
But yeah. When he comes down, it thunders. Like, the whole place.
You think there's still hope for him? You think he's still hope for him to dominate the league? And
His foot, he keeps breaking the same bones in his foot. If he can stay healthy, he's one of the top five or six players in the NBA if he's healthy. He's only 21, 22 years old. He was amazing at Duke. If you just type in one of his highlights at Duke, man, he was – the first time I saw him play, I was like, that dude is the next LeBron, next whatever, you know. But he can't – I mean, I don't think he's played – he's played a total of less than 100 games, I think, in possible 250 to 300 games they've played in his career. So he's – the John Jones of the NBA, I guess. He just can't stay.
He can't stay healthy.
So, all right.
That's what people are afraid of. That's pretty much what's happened.
So last week I showed Sean a bunch of the wrestling things, and there was something I really wanted to show Greg because
show everyone you know. I've shown everyone I know those videos that you did.
And I'm wondering, because I saw another video of a Michael Jackson guy training boxing, I think it was. And I'm like, is this the same guy? Because he was training as Michael Jackson, like dodging punches like Michael Jackson moves. It was fucking hilarious. And I'm like, is this the same guy that was wrestling? Is it him?
Well, not the wrestling, but I wanted to show you that the Roy Jones versus NDO champ, because that's coming up. And I'm not really sure what this is. But Greg, you know, you're an in the know comedian. You seem like... you know what's going on with the young people. So what
the youth? I don't.
If there's anything we know, Greg loves, it's some celebrity boxing.
So what is what? Greg and Don, what is this? Don, hold on.
Get ready for the first professional metaverse fight in history. Friday, June 30th, 9-time world champion Roy Jones Jr. and social media superstar NDO champ step into the ultimate virtual ring inside Galaxy Arena. Experience boxing like never before through state-of-the-art volumetric capture technology as they battle it out for the Metaverse Championship, only on pay-per-view, presented by Official Celebrity Boxing in Galaxy Arena.
So to be clear, this is shadow boxing.
We're not going to touch each other dancing.
They're just swinging away in some Metaverse studio, and somehow the metrics are like, oh, he's killing him. Like, I don't, what is happening here?
It's like the plot from Rocky VI or whatever, where they had Rocky's cartoon version beat up the cartoon champ. But I think they're going to, but I don't think it's going to fight. I think the cartoon is the main event. Me and Adam were trying to figure out what is he the champ of the NDO? Like, what is the NDO? Like, is the belt on the line for the NDO? We don't know. We don't know how he won it to begin with. There's no history or lineage there. So.
That's bizarre. And, you know, it reminds me of when I played the Rocky game with the Oculus, the Metaverse, so the VR fucking fighting game. And I'm like, it's basically that's what we're talking about here, right? Like, this is what we're talking about. Some dudes just with goggles on, like, yeah. They're like,
they had a parade for this.
Was that just people marching in their living rooms?
We're the only ones. We're the only ones invested in this.
Yeah,
we're the only MMA podcast covering the metaverse.
Yeah, we were trying to figure out if the parade was in the metaverse too. Like, did it go down the fake metaverse? Next to Snoop Dogg's fake metaverse house that someone paid $1 million to live next to Snoop Dogg in the metaverse. Like, it's crazy. I'm still unsure what the metaverse is. Have you guys figured it out? I can't figure it out. I don't know. It took me 3 years to figure out what Bitcoin was. Now I got to figure out what the metaverse is.
Another place I'm not going to make it.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. Somewhere else I could be unsuccessful.
It's the metaverse. Oh, my God. So, I think we've covered everything. Anything coming up, Greg?
Yeah, next week I'm going to be – I don't know when this comes out, but Tuesday night at the Improv at the Lab at 7:30. Then this Saturday I'll be back at the Improv in the main room at 9:30. Then next week – the LA Comedy Club in Las Vegas, and I'm going to be teaching a crowd work workshop on that Saturday there in Las Vegas, the LA Comedy Club. And then the weekend after that, hey, Don, come back to Tucson. I'm going to be back at Laughs on June 30th, July 1st.
You got to go to his house. It's the greatest house I've ever been to, Greg.
You have just invited him to Don's house.
You have no idea. He has 17 guns under each pillow.
There probably won't be time because it's such a quick turnaround. I'm doing that stupid workshop in the afternoon, but I certainly
make time.
When Don comes out, it's always a big deal. Last time my guest, one of the guest spots, like he was being kind of, you know, these local guys, they were like, I'm fucking the shit or whatever. But then they saw Don, he's like, oh my God, is that Don Fry? I'm like, you know it, buddy. He's like, how the fuck do you know Don Fry? I'm like, I do a podcast with him every week.
You gotta see Don's house. It's like you can't even get to it. There's no roads. You have to, it's like a mountain that
right,
like,
you have to ride a bear. You have to ride a bear through a thicket, you know, across the marsh. Yeah. Then you have to ride a dolphin and then get
there
off.
There is a shortcut through the metaverse, I've heard.
You repel down the gas.
Yeah, you have to take a gun, you have to shoot off the lock.
Dude, his gun safe, Greg, his gun safe has a wheel. Like, you have to wheel it open.
Oh, that's beautiful. Because it used to be on a pirate ship.
And then he takes his bathtub. It's a beautiful house. It's above the ground. Like, he has, like, one of those old Western bathtubs that people pour water into.
Like, outside? That's what he was doing when he called me outside taking a bath.
Dude,
you gotta heat the water in a cauldron over an open flame. Then you gotta have two people pour it into the bath.
It's the greatest. It's the coolest house. There's like a million John Wayne posters. He has all this Native American art that I think he won in the war against the natives. you got hey, it.
To the winner goes the.
Oh boy! Boy
right?
The winner goes the prize, baby.
You got to see this place. If you have an hour in Tucson, it's the greatest house, and then Don's there.
I don't doubt it. Don's the greatest, so it's not surprising.
July 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th, and 6th. I'll be at the LA Comedy Club at the Strat. That's UFC Fight Week. You guys can come. My brother's getting married on Saturday, so I'm not doing the fight week weekend.
Nice. I'm doing July 6th through 10th at TK's in Dallas, if anybody's going to be back out in Dallas. And then Laughlin the week after that, the 12th through the 16th. Sorry.
Nice. And then, Don, what do you got coming up?
Tomorrow I got to fly over to North Carolina to do a commercial for a buddy of mine and Quilty insurance company, and
nice.
Make an in-service commercial for him. He hired me as a mental toughness coach for his company, so you know, it's
oh man, I want to be in that seminar so bad.
People call up, they're like, then, I wrecked my car. Well, quit being a fucking pussy and driving like an asshole.
That's what you get for not riding a horse.
Did anybody see? Get any witnesses? Get out of there.
Yeah.
And then we got the UFC coming up. The International Fight Week. And then the following week, I got to go to Chicago for a Godzilla convention.
Oh, nice. That's awesome. It's a whole convention of people that like Godzilla?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I made a Godzilla movie, you know, back in 2005.
Right.
You know, as
a, I don't have a feeling that was how you were doing your Japan wrestling.
In the suit.
I didn't know that when you were in that movie. I gotta go back and watch it now.
He played Godzilla.
Oh no!
Yeah,
of course,
Godzilla playing the war.
He did the voiceover for Godzilla. Hey, what are you pussies running for?
Criminy.
I'm just here to protect the border.
You think this is scary? See my ex-wife.
Yeah.
And then, Sean, what do you got?
I've got an ongoing war with some groundhogs outside my house. Like, there's an entire family of groundhogs. So I've killed two so far. You know how, like, the groundhogs. you know, if a groundhog sees his like shadow, there's like six more weeks of winter. Yeah. If they see the shadow of my shotgun, they've got about 6 seconds left to live. So I just got one today. I clipped one today with my AR-15 from like 100 yards, which is pretty impressive with no scope. But I hit one and limped away. And I started open firing and realized the neighbors probably didn't appreciate that. So walked out there and followed the blood trail till I couldn't find him anymore. So he's out there somewhere. But yeah, I've
Why are you killing the groundhogs?
Well, they chewed through my internet line from my the biggest mistake they made was actually doing damage to my house. They chewed through my satellite internet cord or whatever, and then it was on. Like
I'm getting the flamethrower.
Yeah, my girlfriend it was funny because she was real against, like, she's so nice, she catches spiders and puts them back outside, like, what doesn't even kill them. Yeah. And then I stomp on them shortly after when she's not looking. But she begged me not to kill the groundhogs until they chewed through our internet line and she couldn't do her job for a day. And they were really unhappy about her not being able to do her job because of a chewed through line. So now I've got the open season on groundhogs.
It's like,
so
a bad remake of like Caddyshack. Remember Caddyshack?
Yeah, yeah. That's what I feel like, man. I really do.
So,
like,
yeah, you don't kill them.
They're slick, man.
You don't kill them, you just injure them, right?
Yeah, I've been after this one for like 4 days. I've hit him at least once I know of because the blood trail, but I can't. He just keeps coming back and taunting me. It's ridiculous.
Just hire Brendan Schaub to do his comedy act. They'll never.
Yeah, that would repel mosquitoes, ticks, everything for like a 5 month.
Commit suicide.
Like, dude.
He commits suicide.
You know those things that make a noise that supposedly keeps mosquitoes away? I heard it's actually just Brendan Schaub's act now. Like, it keeps everything away.
Goes opposite. The groundhogs are tapping. They're like, tap.
Mosquitoes fly into the bug zapper like they've had it. Like, that's it. I'll just go straight to the bug zapper. Craziness.
Kamikaze these mosquitoes.
Sean, I hope you feel better.
Yeah.
The best.
I'm not counting on it, but I appreciate it.
Thank you. Take care, guys.
See you, man.